The following podcast will contain graphic, disgusting, crass, foul, mature, and immature content.
This is Rascal Toscobble, half-elf rogue. And nothing will stop me from killing Chad.
This is my own hard meat. I'm a high elf wizard. And I'm invincible.
This is Sir Colvick Dykesy,
half-orc cleric. And I like my lasagna baked.
Previously on the Very Good Adventuring Team.
What's their great barrier?
Madness?
I suppose it would be.
Well, when you've been around as long as I have, you can have an opinion. Like,
I know better, because I'm an old fucker.
I've been died yet.
And it is of sufficient... I don't fucking know. Faith, power, whatever you...
feeling a lot of faith power around here.
You
faith
could,
power plus one.
So you could... It is sufficient that you can... You know, we haven't really visited, you know, in a week or two with everybody that you left behind. Would you guys like to stop in Yasya and we'll catch up with Colvick? You could see your parents and... you guys could all see Grace, and Starfish is there, too.
Is that what you call a group of orcs? A herd of orcs?
But they're fairly devout people.
Okay. I was going to say, how would they feel about me working with a lich at this point? I mean, I guess they don't know. Maybe I'm leaving that part out.
It's up to you if you wanted to say something to them about
yeah,
it.
No, I wouldn't. No, I think I'm just going to kind of keep it vague so they're not worried about it. Also, so they don't get in my business.
Hello, Rasko Toscobble.
Actually, very happy to be around the people I love, and that's kind of what I was doing this whole thing for. Make sure my family was safe, they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure Larduna is safe, he's safe.
What kind of tricks can Larduna do?
Turn into bacon.
It's hot. Dry and hot. After the southern cold of Periprio, this land is a sharp contrast. In the background, the meteorite itself hangs at the edge of your view. It stands nearly 50 feet tall, perhaps 80 feet in diameter. Its exterior is a mix of rocky and metallic, depending on how much has been chipped or mined or just eroded away in any particular spot. The city of Chaya, such as it is, sprawls out from it. There's an inner ring around the meteorite with no permanent structure in it, and you are currently sitting at the edge of that ring. This is basically the working area around the thing. Beyond that is a mix of workshops and residences, largely made of a light greenish sandstone. Some structures look ancient, others you can see are new construction, even being worked on as you sit. This gradually fades to shanties and tents and less permanent structures. An open market is filled with seemingly hundreds of people in various activities. All of this sits in a large bowl slightly lower than the scrubby near desert around it. The sun is easing down behind some of the low mountains to the west of you, and the air is already starting to cool, to only somewhat oppressive. Star metal, adamantine, mithril. It is exceedingly rare for as many names as it seems to have. Very light, yet exceptionally strong. Nearly impossible to work, yet it seems to accept enchantments more easily than any other material known. And this place is the source of every ounce of it. Exute dropped you off in this little sprawl and then went on her way to attend to other business. You made your way to the meteorite and started asking around, but everyone you tried to talk to directed you to one particular building, a building you're now sitting on top of in a delightful little patio. Before you sits a short, obese man, and he has introduced himself as Brian C. And he is sort of the baron of this little area. As you came here and sort of explained your case and what you were here for and what you needed, which was a pound of the metal from the meteorite, which got quite a laugh out of him. And there was a moment of thought and kind of looking at you guys and assessing and whatnot. And he went on to explain that he has a problem that he could use some help with. And that if you guys could find your way to completing your end of this arrangement, that he would provide you with the things that you seek.
Let me guess, Brian, say rats in the sewer.
Wouldn't that be fucking amazing? You guys get to level 15 and you're still doing sewer rat missions?
Or in rats in me attic!
So when he says things that we seek, I mean, we're talking about a pound of star metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I actually want more than that.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. Right. Well, I mean, did he laugh at first because it's unheard of to get a pound of star metal, or...
It's an obscene amount of this very rare material.
Obscene.
Amount.
Obscene. Amount.
Well, what do they use it for?
Everything you can think of, but generally only things for super rich people.
Why is that such an obscene amount? Is it difficult to mine?
It is
difficult to smelt?
Both.
How do you mine it?
With an extreme amount of effort. I should probably get a voice for this guy.
Imagine if you made arrowheads out of this stuff. I mean, it doesn't need to be a dagger, but that'd be some really sweet
arrow. And I have to track arrows.
Yeah, I'd only give you a certain amount of them or something like that, and that'd be a pain in the ass.
But it'd be really awesome as well.
Yeah, you could use them to be like, you could be like Hawkeye.
What if my bow is made out of it?
I mean, it's already hard to get a pound of it.
Is that good? I don't know.
Well, a pound of it would be like a pretty big chunk because it is a very light metal. I mean, I haven't worked out like the physics of this, but it'd be a good sized.
Mm-hmm. Have any magical properties, Brian? Say?
Oh, what should I do for a voice for this guy?
I feel like he's I feel like he's Irish.
Irish? Can I do Irish?
Welsh then.
I've never understood anything in Welsh. Oh, you know what he makes me think of? I think I've done this kind of thing before, though. He makes me... When you say Irish, it makes me think of Badger from Firefly.
Okay, sure.
My name's Brian C.
Yeah.
A little bit of that?
Well done.
Got a little bit of a problem I could use some help with from the likes of you.
He sounds shifty already.
Yeah, he's a baron of this land.
So. As all Irish people do.
Sound like a... From Snatch, Harry Lonsdale's like the old man enforcer.
Oh,
that he
yeah.
has.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bricktop? Or?
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you, Turkish. I'm sweet enough already.
But his, the thug that's one level below him, like the old man.
You fucking.
Anyway.
You see all this territory around here? It's above a real large patch of dirt. In that dirt right now, there's a couple of purple worms. These purple worms have been digging around, and if they dig around too much, this whole thing's gonna collapse. Now, I need somebody to get down underneath there, and I need them to take care of these beasts before they crumble this whole fucking city.
Worms, eh?
Purple worms.
Can you spell worms for me?
W-O-R-M-S.
All right.
Well, that's good. That's a good question.
Oh, you were thinking worm, like dragonling worm.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, these are... Purple Worms, the infamous Dungeons & Dragons monster from back in days of yore.
Oh, worms don't sound like they're much trouble.
Unless you're in
probably
Dune.
No trouble at all.
Dune worms, where in the desert hotness?
They control the spice. They poop the spice.
Oh, maybe that's where we can get some star metal. Dig through some worm poop.
They eat the R and poop out pure metal.
I don't know.
Oh my.
It's like wizard turds or something.
Alright, is there any general area we should look for these worms, or just like, well, once we're in their range, they'll kind of be mad at us?
You gotta put down the thumpers.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Put down the...
I just watched that not too long ago.
I've never watched that.
Really?
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's very entertaining. Good isn't the word I'm gonna apply to it, but it was...
A lot of nerds beat off to that shit.
Yeah.
It's very different. It's not like any other movie I've ever really seen.
Mm-hmm. It's got Sting in it.
Yeah,
that's kind of why I've never watched it.
He doesn't talk a lot.
What he does, it's super weird, yeah. But
Don't stand so close to me.
I'm the one that kills you! He's fucking really weird. The Harkonnens in general are super creepy in that one.
Yeah.
All gross and...
They have, like, heart plugs.
The heart plugs is the craziest thing. That whole scene with the little, like, teenage dude and pops it. Oh, God. Is that a book?
Yes, there's lots of books by
Frank Herbert.
Yeah.
Herbert. You ever read them?
No.
I read Dune, and I think I read Children of Dune, but that was, like, sophomore year of high school, maybe? It's been some time.
The movie's really weird because it's like a big universe, and you get introduced to a lot of different weird things.
But it's like driving past them on the highway.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck? Oh, shit. Oh, God, there's another thing coming up.
Like the guildmasters and shit. Like,
dude.
They just come out of nowhere, and they're like, hey, where are these weird brain things and tubes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you do again?
Fold space. All right, and that's your part in the movie. Slink back into the weird thing you're in, and we'll never see you again.
Slink back into the foreskin or whatever. Anywho.
Anywho. Yep. Or
worms. Purple worms. Worms, eh?
Yeah.
All right, guys. This is going to be really straightforward. Probably won't take us any time at all. Just got to kill a few worms. No big deal. Get some star metal, and we'll be out of here in a jiffy.
What he's going to offer you, because I knew you guys were going to ask for stuff, so here's what I'm going to do, is if you live through this, which we'll see, because these things are fucking big and tough, if you can kill off the purple worms that are beneath this meteorite tunneling around underneath this town, you will get your 1 pound ingot of the star metal, and then I'm going to let each of you pick one thing, and it'll be made of this thing.
Whoa.
Rather than deciding for you what it would be, you know. I could just say, Melvin, it's a cod piece, but I don't know if you want to give up, Panko.
I don't know either.
A vest for Larduna.
A vest for Larduna?
No.
No, I would not do that. I mean, in general, wizards can't really wear armor or
Sounds
anything.
Sounds like right? an album name. You can.
A vest for Larduna. Oh my god, by the electric death
corporation.
A
tiara.
Committee. Wasn't it committee? The Electric Death Committee?
Commission.
Commission. Commission. Yes.
The Electric Death Committee.
Oh, no. Sounds unpleasant.
It does.
So, yeah, that'll be your reward if you guys make it through this. You can pick whatever you like.
What's this guy's name?
This guy's name is Brian C.
Brian C. Brian C.
Is that his first land name or last name?
That's his whole name.
Oh, look at this motherfucker. There is Brian C.
What can you tell us about these worms?
Oh, they're big and they're fucking up my town.
Have they killed anybody?
Probably a couple people. Who's keeping track?
Not you, Brian C.
Fuck no.
Am I right?
High five. Yeah, he definitely leans across, like, gives you a high five.
Like, did they eat these people or what did they do?
Yeah, you know, they eat them. They'll occasionally come up and surface. That'll be where you guys can get in and find them, where they've surfaced and left a big hole in the ground.
Have you tried to do anything about them previous?
Excuse me.
Have you tried?
Roscoe pours. He's like, trying to do anything with these worms.
I promise. We are immortal.
You're devastating your world. Tom Bummer, man.
Sucks to be you, nerd.
I've got a rash, man. Have you tried to do anything about these worms previously?
Anybody I've sent after them and come back. None of them been highfalutin adventurers the likes of you now, though, have they?
Oh, you know how to butter a man's toast, don't you? Right.
What?
Sounds pretty sexual.
Yeah, I really did.
That's not what I was going for.
Butter my toast.
You really know how to butter a man's toast.
All right, is there anybody else that would know more about these worms that we should talk to?
I'm just going to shortcut you guys through this. There's really not much to know. I mean, is there a specific thing you're looking for about them? Or?
Yeah, weaknesses, how big they are.
You're just going to fucking Google it. I mean...
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
You can't be doing that. You know, he messed with the stats.
I got an idea, fellas. What's the GPM on the infinite bottle of squirting or whatever it's called?
Oh, it was pretty high. Because there was three levels that we could uncork it at.
You want to try to flood their tunnels?
That's one idea. That's not bad.
Maybe
not
throw bad. Some seeds down there?
Ooh. We haven't invested that in a while.
Magic beans.
Hey, Brian, see, what do these worms eat?
Everything.
Okay, well, that's good.
Lots of stone and rock in particular, but pretty much everything.
Mm, okay.
Lots of stone and rock. What do they poop out?
Stone and rock.
Sufficient.
Ground up stone and rock mostly.
Stone and rock in, stone and rock out.
Do they eat star metal?
I never really tried. I don't know. Suspect it would pass through them.
Interesting. Is there any rock that you think they like better than other rock?
Seems to be the rock around this place.
Fair enough.
Where do you go to the bathroom?
You're asking him where he goes?
Go to the bathroom downstairs.
Well, not heathens.
He's messing, pissing in the rocks around his place and they're drawn to his urine.
Huh? This particular guy's urine.
That's a good theory.
All right. We should go take care of these assholes.
Well, all right then.
I'm all in it.
We're just going to fucking take care of them.
Fucking take care of these worms.
Point the way, Brian. Say.
Hey, before we do that, I mean, sounds like we're in for maybe a little bit of a battle. Kovac, how are your spells and everything looking? Are you pretty groovy on those?
That's a great question there. Because I'm trying to think last time we took a rest.
Now, let's say you guys arrived in the early evening and, well, he's not an unreasonable man, so he's going to put you guys up in a nice local accommodations for the evening and you can
go in the morning.
Take off an adventure in the morning.
Awfully swell of him.
Very awfully swell. I will definitely take him up on that.
Let's get a good night's rest, fellas.
Rest up. Heal up all them hit points. Get up all them hit points healed. We all good? We got everything we need?
We're gonna fucking find out.
Fucking find out.
Fucking find the fuck out. Fucking
fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. Motherfuck.
Nice.
The purple worm was one of the first monsters introduced in the earliest edition of the game in Dungeons & Dragons The White Box set in 1974, where they were described as huge and hungry monsters that lurk beneath the surface.
I'm scared of some 70s monster.
What's it gonna do? Wave its mustache at me?
Oh, look out. It's wearing velour.
Get up off of those platforms and fight me. Platform shoes. I was supposed to be a joke about platform shoes.
I got it. Didn't really
land.
I liked it.
So you guys have a nice restful evening. Did you want to change out spells or anything else? We're all good with what we got?
I think it'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kind of earthquake spell?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Yeah. I guess hold on. There, I think it's an 8th level spell.
Damn. Or would they be immune?
I don't know. I do have an earthquake spell, so it goes, you can create a seismic disturbance at a point on the ground that you can see within range. An intense tremor rips through the ground in a 100-foot radius circle centered on that point and shakes creatures and structures in contact. The ground becomes difficult terrain.
I don't know if that'd be useful just because these things can dig. So, I mean, what's difficult terrain going to do for it?
So it says...
True enough.
Well, that's not it. At the end of each turn you spend concentrating on, each creature in the ground in the area must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, the creature is knocked prone. The spell can also have an additional effect depending on the terrain in the area as determined by the DM. There's also way more to the spell on page 236. So, that being said, my current 8th level spell is Sunburst, which brilliant sunlight flashes in a 60-foot radius. Blah, blah, blah. Constitution saving throw. Creature takes 12d6 radiant damage and is blinded for 1 minute.
Ooh. Well, you're a wizard.
Fissures open throughout the spell's area at the start of your next turn after you cast a spell. A total of 1d6 fissures open in locations chosen by the DM. Each is 1d10 by 10 feet deep.
La la la.
I don't know what the fissures fucking do, but whatever.
Anal fissures?
structure.
Big holes in the ground.
This tremor deals 50 bludgeoning damage to any structure in contact with the ground in the area. Okay. Creature within half the distance of a structure's height must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, the creature takes 5d6 bludgeoning damage and is knocked prone and is buried in the rubble, requiring a DC 12 strength check. So I don't really see that it actually does any direct damage besides basically knocking something prone. Has a chance to knock something prone every single turn, which isn't, it's actually not terrible. I mean, knocking something prone doesn't take away its action, but it definitely prevents it from moving very fast.
Can you knock a worm prone? Aren't they already prone?
Knock it upright.
So, I mean, I think that's a good plan. I don't really know. Can a worm be knocked prone? Do you?
No. I mean, they're already laying down, essentially.
Okay. And so I say, I guess I'll stick with Sunburst for now, because that just doesn't sound very useful. So I'd say we're good.
So y'alls make your way down into the tunnels below Chaya, and you wander around, and you wander very, very far down. You find that these worms have been making tunnels all the fuck over the place, and you can see why Brian C. is concerned about the effect that they're having on the, well, the ground beneath his bare city, because these guys have been everywhere. You make your way to a very large cavern, and you decide to stop for a rest because you've been walking around in what feels like circles for hours in these big 10-foot-wide caverns.
Are these, like, tubes? Do we think, like, the size of the worms? Like, we're just looking, we're in, just walking around a big 10-foot-wide tube?
Mm-hmm.
I would think so as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be your guess that they're, I mean, because they're fairly perfectly round, so that seems like about what's going on here.
Damn.
As you're hanging out in wait, you feel, as you're hanging out in wait, that doesn't make any sense.
I am in wait.
Lady in waiting.
Lady in wait. As you're hanging out waiting, you feel a tremor, and then you feel another tremor. The tremors begin increasing in frequency, and they increase in proximity, I guess. I don't know how you can feel something getting closer. Anyway, they're getting closer. And then combat begins.
Whoa.
I'll have you guys all roll for initiative.
There wasn't a lot of build up there at all.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to go right into this one and let it happen. So
just gonna try to kill us right away.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus fuck. We're after a great start tonight, guys.
Rolled a 1 plus 2 equals 3.
I don't have any d20. Oh, here they are. That's out of there, buff out of sight.
Out of sight.
8.
What do you think, guys? Are we effed in the bees?
20.
Right in the bee.
Straight in the bee. Right in the urethra.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Ugh. Specific.
Which one is that from? Very first one.
That's 2. Or, well, what is that? Technically
4.
4, yeah.
The American 2 is 4.
Yep, that's 4.
That sounds really funny. The American
2 is 4. Man, I love those game music.
Melvin, what was your initiative?
3.
Kolvik, what was yours?
20.
Roscoe.
Mine was actually 13. Forgot to add my 5 to that 8.
Our two purple worms, Jackie and Ellen, got an 11 and a 4.
Jackie and Ellen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
From the cavernous areas around you, 2 gargantuan purple worms, and they are, in fact, gargantuan, burst from the wall, burst from the floor. They are about 10 feet in diameter. And you can't see how long they are because they are still coming towards you, but they are enormous and very, very, very long.
I feel like we're in the caves, like in Total Recall, where the miners burst through the walls. And Arnold's trapped. What's the guy's name? Like Lenny or something like that?
You son of a bitch.
How are you?
I barely remember that movie. I rewatched the remake of it not terribly long ago, but
That's bad.
It was okay. I've seen worse remakes.
True. Very, very true. Like what?
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Killing 3.
Was that a remake of something?
No, it wasn't a remake. The Wraith Thanks, Killing.
When do you think that'll be rebooted? We really need a reboot of Thanksgiving.
The killing. Kolvik, you, sir, are up as these two enormous purple worms are bursting into the chamber, and I should move you guys onto the actual combat map. Hang on.
Oh, yeah. That's good, so I can see where we're at here.
I'm just reusing the road map, but you guys are just essentially in a very large and open cavern underground. Oh, my God. What did you just put in? Oh, you're going to symbol again.
I was thinking about it, but there's only... Is there one or two of them?
There are two of them.
I'm trying to find the second one here, where they're at. Where's the second one?
Why are we always in between two worms? Doesn't seem fair.
Holy Jesus Christ. Okay.
Because it came at you from different directions?
I think I'm going to hold off on that spell I just put out there, just because they're too far and out, and with my glyph, I want to try to hit them both at one time.
Glyph.
You gonna try and drive them insane?
I should.
On a failed save, the target is driven insane for 1 minute.
No, I really like that death on this one. A 10 d10.
It's a lot of damage.
Necrotic damage. Yeah, that is awesome.
Do they sling any yogurt?
Do they what?
Sling yogurt.
I feel like you're referencing something that I don't know. Purple-headed yogurt slingers?
Yep. That's what I was... Man, that's old. Don't go there.
Ew.
Just because we're in such an enclosed area and there's nowhere to run, I'm going to go ahead and throw Shield of Faith onto Melvin to give him a +2 to his AC.
Word.
Nice.
And try to give a little assistance on him.
So we're in a tube. We can see these worms.
Yeah, we're going to say that this is like a relatively open underground cavern that you're in.
Okay, so we're not like trapped in a tube or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
There are tubes going off of this cavern.
Okay.
You could get trapped in a tube if you wanted to.
So are there like stalactites, stalagmites, or is it just like a kind of a flat, wide open cavern?
Close your eyes and open your mind's eye. How do you see this room?
I feel like there wouldn't be stalagmites or stalactites because the worms are moving through the tunnel.
Yeah, just kind of break through it.
There's probably some stalagmites and stalactites. Let's say the ceiling in this is like 30 feet tall, and many of them have been shaken and broken off, but there's still a handful of the larger ones that are available. And it's kind of a big, like, if you looked at a cross-section, kind of football-shaped room.
Okay.
From centuries, perhaps millennia of your erosion.
Millennia.
Nuclear.
Oh, by the way, you can delete lettuce from the available characters list.
Aww. Too soon.
Good day, VGAT fans. Thanks for coming back to us. I'd like to remind all of you that you can do us a big solid by taking the time to leave us a review on iTunes. It sure helps them think we're worthy of sharing, and, well, we're always happy to read those reviews on the air. I would also like to thank our beautiful, wonderful, absolutely marvelous Patreon patrons. You folks are helping pay the bills and keep this little endeavor going, and we are super grateful, and we hope you know it. And aside from continuing to put out these here episodes, we have another surprise for you. Pogs are coming. If I haven't posted it to Patreon and social media yet, I will soon. If any of you would like a stack of official VGAT Pogs, make sure I have an address for you and we'll get them in the mail soon. And don't worry, Mr. Seistrup, they're coming. Speaking of those pogs, I got them done at custompogs.com. They're not even paying us to say that. I just can't help but let all of you know how awesome the service is and how awesome the pogs are. This is the second time I've gotten them made, and they are fantastic. I'll be honest, I never actually played pogs back when they were a big deal, but I remember those fucking things were everywhere. Well, now they're back, and they can be in your pocket too.
you can look at them and hold them and throw them at people and leave them in your local gaming store or other places where potential fans might find them. Who knows? You could do anything with them, really. I'll tell you what, if you even want to make your own VGAT pogs, you go right ahead. We couldn't afford the lawyers to sue you even if we wanted to. So share the love, get some pogs made, give them away, take them back, just do whatever. Custompogs.com, that's get those pogs, custompogs.com. And that's all I've got for you this week, friends. Let's get on back to that adventuring.
Did you want to do anything else on your turn, Kolovic?
No. Nope, we are, kind of stuck in between two little worms here, so I'm just kind of...
Two gargantuan worms.
Gargantuan worms at the moment, so I'm going to help...
Gargantuan worms.
I'm just going to try to help out my buddy here.
Stuck between a worm and a worm place. Well then, we move over to Roscoe.
Roscoe. Is there a loose stone on the floor?
I would say there's probably some loose stones available at your feet.
I want to pick one up and throw one. Kind of out away from Jackie's hole. I'm going to throw a rock over there.
Okay. You going to try and distract this thing and make it go for that?
I want to see what it does. It doesn't look like in the picture it has eyes. But I assume I'm seeing what Roscoe is seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So it must hunt somehow. Maybe it feels things hit the floor and maybe it will attack there. We'll see what happens.
Interesting. An interesting choice. Roscoe throws a rock.
It's like you're feeding it.
You guys are going to get new pets. you throw your rock and it lands somewhere over near Jackie's hole and makes a loud thump. Anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
No, I think I'm good.
Ellen, on Ellen's turn, has a general sense of where y'all at. And let's see here. Is going to go after Roscoe in this particular instance. I'm just going to slide over to about yay.
Slide your worm.
Is going to first attempt in a blah. Is going to first attempt a bite attack. Look at that big wall of text.
Whoa!
It was like you sucked it in to fart it out. God, I wish I could do that. Watch this, guys. Yeah, so that is... That's a 20, which I assume hits your AC. If the target is a large or smaller creature, which you are, it must succeed on a DC 19 dexterity saving throw or be swallowed by the worm. Swallowed creature is blinded and restrained and has total cover against attacks and other effects outside of the worm, and takes 21 or 66 acid damage at the start of each of the worm's turns. If the worm takes 30 or more damage on a single turn from a creature inside of it, the worm must succeed on a DC 21 constitution saving throw at the end of that turn, or regurgitate all swallowed creatures, which fall prone in a space within 10 feet of the worm. This is my favorite part. If the worm dies, a swallowed creature is no longer restrained by it and can escape from the corpse by using 20 feet of movement, exiting prone.
Alright.
Real Jim Carrey moment. Mm-hmm.
28.
Oh, that is a successful save, so you are not hit. However, you're gonna take... 24 damage. And then...
Sounds like everybody's playing a broken trumpet.
That's trumpet.
With like one of the plunger things on the front or something.
Except it's cracked.
Dried out old plunger. And then as it whips by, let's just see if it's going to make the same... or choose the same target. Yeah, that's going to be you again, Roscoe. So now it's going to make a tail stinger attack at you as it's rolling by. That's going to be an 18.
That hits.
That's going to be a hit. And you're going to take...
And
So we can see its tail then?
Yeah, so it's like rolling by.
Okay.
So like, and you guys would be able to attack it as it's going by and whatnot, so it's rolling on past. So you are going to take that's going to be 15 damage from the stinger itself. And then I'm going to have you make a constitution saving throw.
18.
Unfortunately, that is not enough to pass. Did you add your... Oh, yeah, you did.
Jesus. 18's not enough.
Yeah, it's DC 19, in fact. You're going to take 53 poison damage from that.
53? Very nearly dead. Jeebus.
Yeah, so that was 53, 24, 77, and then 15 was 92 damage in one round.
Might be invincible.
In the bees.
Gonna be a good day to test the invincibility.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's one purple worm. Jackie. Let's see here. How does Jackie feel about that rock that was thrown?
Jackie Onassis, do this.
You know what? Let's have... Roscoe, why don't you just roll me a d20?
13.
13. So you throw a rock, and this thing's got a pretty low passive perception here. Oh, it's really trying to make a perception. So it does not perceive that the rock is not you, so it makes a big flailing attack over in that direction. And we're just going to move that big dumb beast over there. So Melvin, Roscoe, and Kolvik are all kind of in a tight group in the center of the cave, and extending off to the east of them is Ellen and Jackie, the two massive purple worms. Gargantuan, even, purple worms. And Melvin, it is over to your turn.
All right. We need some help here. I think I'm going to... In the past, I've used this to create cages around enemies, but I think I'm going to create a cage around us. So I'm going to basically make like a cage of protective, like a protective barrier around Melvin, myself, obviously, Roscoe, and Kolvik.
Oh, how big can you make that?
All right, let's see here.
Was it 20 feet on a side?
Yes, a 20-foot cube.
I was for sure going to run away, but now I'm stuck in a cage.
All right, so I'm going to make you... There is a 20-foot box.
And I want to craft this in a particular way.
Please describe the particular way you're crafting.
Well, for starters, it completely surrounds us, so it's underneath us as well. So it's in the ground underneath us, so we can't be burrowed underneath or anything like that.
Okay.
Also made out of very strong adamantine, which is the strongest thing I can kind of imagine right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see out of it in some spots, but in some spots it also is like completely, how should I say?
It just reminds me of like a shark tank with a great white shark.
Yes.
So like you have those slots in it where they can't get in, but you can like see into it.
It's kind of like there's places to have for us to have cover that are completely opaque. Mm-hmm. And then there's places for us to like look out and stab things or whatever, if that makes sense.
Murder holes.
Yeah, there you go.
Got some murder holes.
Get your murder holes.
I think that that kind of summarizes what I'm trying to do here.
Okay. I'm imagining this being almost like a checkerboard sort of pattern, maybe? Or are you thinking...
No, kind of like maybe every fifth of it or something, there's like kind of... I don't know. I just think, let me think about this. I think I like murder holes. Like, it's mostly opaque, but there's just like some...
Just like some polka dots?
Some polka dots every once in a while with some murder holes.
Some polka dots?
Yeah.
Like poke you with the arrow? All right. So you guys are now in a gigantic 20-foot on a side adamantine cube with murder holes. And there are two enormous, enormous purple worms that want to get at you. Begin round two. Kolvik, you know the scene that you're in. You're encased in this box. Oh, how big are the murder holes?
What do you think, guys? Like, foot by foot?
Big enough for some murdering, for sure.
Yeah, I'm good in murder. Because I'm good in murdering.
Standard murder hole size.
I don't know.
Probably like an A4 murder hole.
2 foot by 2 foot, maybe?
No, not that big. These things have acid. I don't want to get a lot of acid in here. I'd say a foot
like
by
1 inch?
No, because, I don't know, you need more than that to shoot arrows out and stuff like that, right? Say 6 inches, 6 inch by 6 inch, right?
Squares?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Good enough.
All right.
Sounds good.
They're just going to bury us alive.
This whole thing is really weird, but it's pretty entertaining. All right, so Kolvik, you're in this gigantic box. You've got standard murder hole size holes.
standard murder size holes.
Spaced throughout the box you are encased in.
Yep.
The murder hole standards body. Proves these holes.
Anyway. Same guy with a clipboard and a tape measure.
This isn't up to snuff. This will not do.
Who installed these? Where's the permit sticker on these murder holes?
An eighth inch out of spec.
Oh my gosh. All right, I am first going to use my channel divinity on Roscoe to get him back up to health. I mean, half health.
Okay.
And then I can use a cantrip on top of that. I think we described in our past explanation. Okay. And then that, I'm going to use how do you spell it? Thermaturgy?
Thermal turdy.
Thermal turdy. And,
fucking none of us could say it.
I really cannot.
Thalmaturds.
And I'm going to use an instant sound that originates from the point of your choice within range, such as a raven's cry, ominous whisper. And I'm going to go ahead and get to my screen so I can see where we're at. Try to shoot kind of in front of me the full range of, 60 feet?
45, 50 feet.
And then just go ahead and say, "Hey, yogurt slingers, over here!" And just shoot it out straight in front of me.
You know, shoot it out straight in front of you.
Shoot it right out there. Trying to attract some worms.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, first of all, tell me how many hit points you're healing Roscoe for. Is it just, you're just healing him up to half?
Up to half, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like, I was trying to remember what, but it was enough to
Do you have just a pool of hit points for that? You know, like 5 times your clerical level or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm level 15 or something.
Alrighty. So you cast that. Make sure you're tracking that in your pool there, because that, Roscoe, what's half of your hit points?
47.
Alright. How many did you have?
I had 2 hit points, right. So I took 45 from him.
Okay. Alrighty, so you cast that. So what is your spell? What's your spell save DC?
My spell save?
Yeah.
DC is going to be 17.
17. So I'm going to roll... I'm going to roll a...
And I apologize, that's only 30 feet in front of me, not 60.
Okay. I'm going to roll me a little wisdom saving throw for these guys and their perception to see if they can tell that you're not actually where you're casting your voice. The first one succeeds, so Ellen knows that that's fake. But Jackie, man, poor Jackie, just getting run in circles.
Stupid Jackie. Love it.
All right, so Jackie is fooled for this turn. Ellen is not. Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
I'm going to stand behind one of the hidden spots of our murder hole, so I'm not in the way of that. I'll just go be in the bottom corner. Right below me, 5 feet.
Okay. Over to Roscoe.
Is our murder cage, like, floating in the air, or is it resting on the ground?
It's on the ground.
Okay.
I'd say you probably had to cast it, like, so it, like, went through the soil underneath you, because otherwise it would have, like, cut off the bottoms of your feet or something.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm going to push a magic beam out of one of the murder holes.
Oh, yes. This is the perfect time for that.
Pee out the murder hole onto the magic bean in the same turn if I can.
I think you can do that.
Is that going to help it grow or kill it?
Yeah, you need to water it.
We'll call that watering, sure.
There's nitrates
Yeah, there is. There is a lot of nitrogen.
They're over here! There!
The statue.
Come on, mummy period. Pyramid.
Come on, mummy period.
Gross, I hope. We do not get that one. Oh, I hope I get that mummy period.
I send you whisk to Egypt.
And knock to the moon.
You know, technically, it's not supposed to produce an effect until 1 minute later, but I feel like we just go with this.
Did you already roll? Know what it is?
I haven't rolled yet. No, okay. I'm going to have Roscoe roll.
His pee speeds up the process.
It's an accelerant.
Roscoe's pee is a potent fertilizer.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It might distract the things. Roscoe, I'm going to have you roll your percentile dice.
26.
26. An inanimate, mobile, immobile statue in your life.
Oh, goddammit.
Makes verbal threats against you. If you leave and another comes near, it describes you as the most heinous of villains and directs the newcomers to find and attack you. If you're on the same plane of existence as the statue, it knows where you are. The statue becomes inanimate after 24 hours. So you did, in fact, get the fucking statue that's just sitting outside of this thing.
Fuck you! Fuck you, buddy!
Tell him where we are.
I'm gonna fucking kill you! They're right here!
They're right here!
Just on the other side of this wall!
Fucking scumbags, come and get them!
Okay, right here!
What's it made out of?
It's just stone.
Oh, maybe they'll eat it.
Hopefully.
We'll just hear it, like, inside their stomach.
Fuck you, buddy! Fuck you!
Oh, God.
Well, it could have been a lot weirder, but it was just a statue.
Plenty more beans where that came from.
But it's a statue in Roscoe's likeness. Oh, bag of beans.
Of all the fucking things.
Okay. Now it comes to Ellen's turn. How am I going to do this? Let me do a D4 to determine what it wants to do.
How many turns is a
Oh my god. It goes for the statue.
How many turns is a minute?
Six.
Six turns?
Yes.
Okay. 10 turns.
Oh,
the turn is 6 seconds.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
I want to crawl on one of these things and put a bean inside of it. But I'm not sure if I can survive for six.
So you're going to get eaten? Like all like Men in Black style? Like,
yeah.
Eat me?
But I don't think I'd last for 10 rounds in this thing, because that's a lot of damage it does.
Or, fucking, what's his name?
Amy!
From the second Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the opening scene.
Drax.
Oh, yeah.
He's there, and he's like,
yes!
I single-handedly killed the beast.
You could try it. Well, you wouldn't be able to dive out the standard-sized murder hole, though. So, Ellen, fooled by the statue of immobile stone Roscoe that's just outside of this thing, is going to lunge forward, and yeah, that's definitely enough to strike the statue. So you hear,
fuck you, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
The statue is consumed by Ellen the purple worm, but what you also feel is Ellen, as it is scooting by, smashes into the side of this box, and you can feel the box shift just a little bit.
Fine. This is okay.
Jackie's still fooled by... That was this round, right? You did your your throwing of your voice. And you did it basically straight out, so Jackie's gonna move to about like yay. Goes after the sound of... Just like chasing rocks, chasing voices that aren't there. Anywho. And we move on back to Melvin's turn. Melvin, this cage requires your concentration, right?
It does.
Okay.
Because I cast this with the major image spell, which does require my concentration.
Cool.
So I'm going to use my new spell Sunburst that I have not used yet.
Ooh.
Try to aim this through one of the murder holes. And that's going to be a spell that creates a brilliant sunlight flash in a 60-foot radius. Each creature in that light must make a constitution saving throw. Failed save, creature takes 12d6 radiant damage, blinded for 1 minute. On a successful save, it takes half as much damage and is not blinded. Undead and oozes have disadvantage, which isn't a problem. And a creature blinded by the spell makes another constitution saving throw at the end of each of its turns. On a successful save, it is no longer blinded.
So these things don't have any eyes, so they are not going to be blinded by anything regardless, but they will make some constitution saving throws, and they are constituted AF. They get a +6 to this roll.
Oof-ta.
Actually, I'm sorry, they get a +11 to a saving throw.
Jeez.
So, Ellen. Ellen still fails with a total of 14. And Jackie. Holy shit. Jackie failed too. They both fucking failed with a +11.
Nice.
That's intense. So what's your damage?
That would be 30. And that's because out of... Let's check out the dice roll here.
Oh my god.
I had 5 ones rolled.
You should go outside the cage.
Dude,
your level 8 spell did a total of 60 damage. It's a good thing they didn't succeed on their save and have that.
Oh my god.
So 60 damage to each of them?
30. So 30, 60 yeah. Total.
Oh.
I rolled 5 ones and 3 twos.
That's
2 sixes.
Got that going for me.
Pretty bad. Wait, how many? 12d6, and you did 30 damage. What's the average on 12d6?
30 divided by 12. Is that 2.2 about?
12d6. Calculate. Well, I mean, it's not that far off. Like 42, 43 looks like it would have been about the average, so.
Right.
Anywho.
Oh, well, I did 60 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to argue with 60 damage. Round 3. Kolvik, back to you.
All right. Now that we have... Damn, this time trying to control this right now. Both of them in kind of the score I want to, I'm going to go ahead and use that symbol again. And from there, I think I'm going to try and do stunning on both of them.
Ooh.
Each of them will be stunned if they... trip this glyph, which I will put on anything with no legs. If they trip this glyph, they'll have to make a wisdom saving throw, and if they fail, they'll be stunned for 1 minute.
All right. They don't have a very high wisdom.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. They're freaking worms. So...
Brainless worms.
Brainless worms.
So I'm going to go ahead and throw that out between them. 30 feet, okay. And... I have to remember for the glyph, is that one of them where it automatically kind of goes off because they're there, or do they have to be in there and move?
Well, they'll move on their turn. So yeah, whichever one of them gets the next turn, we'll set right. It off.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do that.
I don't feel like I'm giving you anything crazy by telling you that that's what they do is move and eat things.
They move and eat things. That's the big thing.
Uh-huh. That, you know, it's kind of my jam. It's kind of what I'm doing right now, just moving and eating things.
Moving and eating, you know.
I should... You know, we kind of forgot that Starfish and Larduna are with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like they're just kind of... right here on my side. My side
they want
sash.
No part of these motherfuckers.
You just hear in the pocket.
In your pig holster.
In my pig holster.
I feel like Starfish is definitely barking or growling, but probably not really going after these guys.
It would be really annoying to be stuck in this cube with a squealing pig and a barking dog. let me out.
What have I done? I've made a prison for myself.
I'll take my chances with the worm now.
Fucking pig just like wriggling around.
Sticking its nose out the murder hole.
Get back in there.
All right, man. So you set that glyph and it'll go off when one of them moves, which will be on their turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, tell me again what's going to happen when it's triggered.
So, when that happens, we're going to go ahead and have stunning be the event, and it must take the last one at the very end. It's going to be, each target must make a wisdom saving throw and become stunned for 1 minute on a failed save.
Alright, so wisdom saving throw, and your wisdom again is...
Let's see.
Your saving throw is 18?
17.
17. All right. Cool, man. Cool. Cool. Anything else on your turn?
Ow. Jeez, that was a really hard push, man.
Had some
shotgun.
It burned.
Un poco.
Poquito. Un poco en el popo.
Fuego. Fuego.
No me gusta los perros de Sam.
Caliente, domingo, domingo.
All right. Roscoe, tell me about your turn.
All right. So am I judging this right, that this thing is right next to Kolvik outside the cage?
It is.
That's enough for me to do a sneak attack with my bow.
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Why not? So, 13?
13 is not enough to hit their AC. Kapwing, you missed a 10-foot wide, like 40-foot long worm. Boo.
Roscoe. Boo.
You can just hit the statue and start, boo, you suck. Yeah. You suck. You can't even hit this thing. Fuck you.
Hey, everybody. There's the boy that laughs at everyone.
Let's laugh at him.
Anything else on your turn, Roscoe?
Oh, no. Okay. Really not much to do in the
Disappointingly.
Box. I'm the man in the box.
Getting out your deck of cards. Ellen, on Ellen's turn, well, the first thing Ellen's going to do is try to, because you guys didn't do anything this last round to confuse or distract. So now Ellen is going to, basically it was going to try charging at the box. And
terrible idea.
Is going to, let's see here, set off that glyph as a very first thing. And wisdom saving throw. They have a -1 to wisdom, so a 12 is going to fail for Ellen. And Jackie gets a 5. So
yeah.
Both creatures are going to be stunned for 1 minute. I'm going to put that in the turn tracker.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop. Coolest.
So, doot, doot. 10 rounds of being stunned remain. Melvin, it is over to you. And I am not going to fast forward through this thing because these guys have hundreds of hit points.
Well, all right then. I say, what do you guys think?
I'm totally going to do the bean thing.
You're going to crawl in it? So you want me to get rid of the field?
No, I was, yeah. I mean, we should get rid of the field. We have 10 rounds.
Okay.
So we should definitely get rid of this field.
All right. Well,
I'm no longer the man in the box. Don't shove my nose
and shit. Worm poop.
I'm going to stop concentrating on our protective bubble.
Okay.
And
bubble gone.
So these guys are just stunned. They can't do shit. They're just fucking sitting there.
10 rounds.
Let me.
I guess we would know what stun does. So before we remove this box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good to know the actual term. A stunned creature is incapacitated, which is also a condition that I'll read next. Can't move and can speak only falteringly. Creature automatically fails strength and dexterity saving throws. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage. And incapacitated means a incapacitated creature can't take actions or reactions. So yeah, they just stuck. And do they get? No, they're just straight up stunned for 1 minute. There's no, like, at the end of each round saving throw.
Episode 84, Purple Worms, was released on May 12th, 2019. Go get some pogs made and then get on back here for another episode of...
Vegan!
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 The Very Good Adventuring Team!
Purple brains.
Purple brains. Bow wow.
Down wow. Hey, baby, you want to see my purple brain?
Poop my pants.
Poop my pants.
Poop my pants. Poop my pants. This is what it sounds like when the pants cry.